friends? How are we doing? Trust that all is well with you. Alright, this is a trial recording. It's my very first time of doing this, and I just want to take a few minutes to talk to you about living your life right now. We live in times when there's a lot of fear, when there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of sad news all over the place, a lot of uncertainties around us. And then there's a tendency for you to fold your hands and not feel your life anymore. You live in the fear of what will happen the next minute. You know, someone you know died day before yesterday, somebody you know died yesterday, you got another news of another death today, and then you don't know what is going to happen with tomorrow. So that forms a fear for you. Then the fear begins to affect the conduct of your life. You don't find enough energy to go about your activities, carry out your plans, live up to your dreams, you know. And that is not absurd, all right? That's no word. It's human, okay? But then we all have to rise above the negative energy that is being spoiled at us daily by the events and the times, right? We have to rise above the negative energy that comes with the sad news, comes with the turmoil in the world, the unrest there and here. We have to rise above it because, one, you just have one life and you are giving your shot at it, okay? So it's important that, provided you still have breath in your nostrils, that you hold on to life, irrespective of whatever the events are. You need to discover again what exactly are you on this space to do. See, and when you discover it, give it your last breath. Do it till when death finally meets you. Because whether you fold your hands and watch events, or you open up your hands and then do your best to keep yourself going, alright? That is going to meet every one of us. Whoever has been given life on this space, on earth, will meet death one day, alright? That's a constant. Let the pain of the death of the people around you not hold you back. This is the time to give what you have been given. No, you're coming to this planet, you are loaded, okay? We're loaded with information, we're loaded with ideas, we're loaded with invention, innovation, to make all the change that you can to write your signature on this space before you leave. We are given a pen to write your signature on this space before you leave. The question I want you to quickly answer this evening is, have you put that signature, or are you yet to? If you're yet to, what is keeping you? Why are you giving into negative energy when you are yet to put in your signature among the living? Why? Why allow death to, the fear of death to, or the fear of uncertainties to steal that opportunity to give what you have been brought here for? Why? Okay? Because like I already said, whether you fold your hands or you open up your hands and do what you are here for, the both ways that is going to happen. The both ways uncertainties are going to continue. Alright? If you cannot control the things that happen all around you in the world, you can at least control what goes on within you. So I want you to find out your power zone. Your power zone is within you. And hold on to your power zone. Don't let it go for whatever is happening in your environment, whatever is happening around you. Okay? So keep your cool. Despite what happens, irrespective of what comes to us, whether today or tomorrow, you are giving your shot at life, and you will do that once, right? So do not let any fear, do not let any incidents around you stop you from living your life to the fullest. The best you can do for all of us who are alive with you at this time in this space is to give us your best, okay? Do whatever it takes. If you have to sort out information, sort it out. If you have to sort out social media, sort it out. If you have to sort out anything at all to keep your cool, to get your head together again, take that action right now. And let the life you still have now count among the living. Thank you for listening.